You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not a ministry to compete, you are a ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. May you do this well.
We bless your holy name. Thank you for a beautiful morning like this. Thank you for your hand that is so strong upon this house. Thank you for your mercies, for your goodness, and your compassion. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we are asking that you help us. Father and my God, reveal yourself to us in yet another way, Lord. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. God bless you. Please be seated. Let's turn our Bibles quickly. First Timothy chapter number 4. We'll start the reading from verse 1. First Timothy 4 from verse 1. If you're there, say amen. So we're going to read this scripture. Okay, let me read from different translations so you can understand. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with hot iron. So, these are going to be some of the doctrines they will have. But I'm more concerned about the verse 1 and 2. Message translation says, the Spirit makes it clear that as time goes on, some are going to give up on the faith and chase after demonic illusions put forth by professional liars. These liars have lied so well and for so long that they've lost their capacity for truth. They will tell you not to get married. They will tell you not to eat this or eat that food. But so on and so forth. You won't believe that some of these doctrines exist, even in Nigeria, until you have found out that there are churches with doctrines that the doctrine of the church involves that you don't eat fish. Fish. You can't fry, you can't boil. Not just that you can't eat fish, you can't use anything. You don't use anything that has the image or the shape of a fish. You don't. I went to minister somewhere yesterday and I said something in passing and I want to tell you. particularly for those of you who have the call of God upon your life. I want to beg you in Jesus' name. It is a good thing to be invited for meetings, but there are altars that can swallow up your calling. Take what I'm telling you. There are ministries that loves to invite promising ministers, and they destroy them. So, not all invitations are invites to celebrate. There are dangerous men around. And I pray that you will not learn through experience. In the name of Jesus. Alright? So, the Bible says that in the last days, some liars will rise. I'll tell you the reason why I'm teaching you about this. When we are done with this series, the practice of the presence of God, I'm going to take you on a journey into the book of Revelation. That's our next series. We're going to study Revelation chapter to chapter till the end. It's a very serious, intense book of the scripture. Many of you don't like to read that book. I say, I don't understand what the Bible is saying. All right. Let me give you another scripture. Matthew 24. Start the reading from verse 4. Ah. I love this. Oh no, give me that first scripture. Jesus said, "Watch out for doomsday deceivers." Many leaders are going to show up with forged identities, claiming I am Christ, the Messiah. They will deceive a lot of people. How do I say this? Let me tell you, one of the channels of deception in the last days is association. The fact that you will not be able to keep up with certain relationships if you don't believe what they believe. I believe that the Bible is the encapsulation of all that God intends for us to know. I believe God inspires men to write books. I do not, however, believe that there are missing pouches in the scriptures that some men are finding on one island. I do not believe in any extra biblical materials. It doesn't matter how polished they are. It doesn't matter how sound those who are portraying them seem to be. I believe in the word of God, and that sums it up. You see, I can tell you a little that I feel your heart can handle. What's going on out there is a bit scary. I've seen Christians gather for retreat on the 6th and 7th book of Moses. I remember one of them who blocked me on social media. I'm not seeing anything again. They were sniffing for my messages to hear if I have something to say about what they are doing. Gather people and tell them all sorts of things. I believe Christ dwells in you. I believe you are anointed. Amen. I believe Christ in you, the hope of glory. But you see, I do not believe that you are the Christ. You are a child of God. You have his identity. My child is not me. My child is my child. It becomes an error if you stretch the truth out of proportion. So while you are trying to get revelations, stay within the boundary. You can be sound yet online. I'll be in line with scriptures. You can be very sound. You know, I said something the other time that we are about to deal with some mess in the body of Christ. We are about to. And I'm saying this to you because I want you to learn. Now, while I so much support, I believe in kingdom advancement. I believe in massive kingdom advancement. I believe in taking the mountains of influence. I believe in all those things. But you see, I believe we can't do all those things with hirelings. We need laborers. Laborers are those who are raised and their heartbeat is for the establishment of the kingdom, not for anything anybody has to give them. You see, the matters coming up now about pastors going on media to say they were sacked. Eventually, many will have to be sacked. Why? They were employed, not called. All right? And most people in this season, you see most people who have seen ministries have careers. They will fall off. So what will happen is that we are entering into a phase where these guys, those who didn't fall off, who understand the system. You see, that somebody can grow church does not mean they know God. You can know the system. You can rise through the ranks by playing politics. You can know how to give some bosses one or two things, know how to give them yam, know how to give them oil, and celebrate them. The kind of things that makes men promote you, not checking if your calling needs it. We're about entering into a phase where most of these guys, they will grow like bed bugs. They become trouble. Why am I saying that? The posture of safety in your Christian walk is, number one, believe that anybody can be wrong. You see, that's a belief system you need to have. It is possible anybody can be wrong. I called one of my boys this week. I wanted to speak with a guy from, is it Kenya or Botswana? He's a prophet. He was working with Bushiri and Co. And at some point, one thing led to another, he got offended. And started going on social media. If you go to his page, some of you might know who I'm talking about. Everything there is criticism of that guy. Well, I'm not in support of anything the guy is doing anyway. But I got concerned for his soul. But something caught my attention. Was it yesterday or the day before? He shared a video of a prophecy where that guy stood him up and said, "Hey, you, do I know you? Say, you're a man of God. You are this, you are this." And he said, "Actually, this prophecy was staged. I've been following him for some 5 years before he did this." If a prophecy can be staged with you, and you went through the whole staging process, something now later happened, you now came out and say he's not a man of God, then we shouldn't believe anything you have to say also. You see, to point out errors out of personal reasons does not mean you are better. You are just angry. So believe that there are false prophets out there, and then there are fake prophets. Let me explain. A false prophet is the one that is not functioning with the spirit of truth. A fake prophet, there's no spirit behind his operation. Just gimmicks. Do you understand that? Hey, you can pray and you can hear God for yourself. Is the prophetic valid? Yes. But it is not a tool for manipulating people's lives. It is not a tool for control. And that's why I tell people, if you receive a prophetic word, it doesn't matter where it is coming from. If there's no confirmation in your spirit, discard it. You may not necessarily throw it away, but you can hang it. Maybe one day God will speak in that direction. Don't bother yourself. Let me tell you things not to bother yourself about. Dreams you didn't understand. Don't ever bother yourself about it. That's one way I've not lost my mind. I had a dream. I don't understand. Get out. So I have to start saying, help me interpret dreams. It is better not to even have it than to get the interpretation wrong. Now say, I had a dream today. I didn't understand. What's my business with it? My father does not speak with me with stammering lips. And then my father doesn't need me to sleep before he speaks. So I had a dream. I wake up. I didn't remember. Okay. So they've killed me in the dream. They now took away the memory. You look at that. I didn't understand. Okay, what should I do? Start crying. I didn't understand it. And then, there are many things I don't even know. But I'm not going to lose my peace. I'm not going to lose my sanity. I'm not going to lose my mind. For God's sake. And go to me one joke and say, I had a dream. Now say, tell me, if you see Pepe in your dream. Pepe. Are you seeing that? Can I tell you something? That the same dream at different times can have different interpretations. And that's why you see, interpretation of tongue is, that's why you can't learn tongue as a language despite the spirit of interpretation. Because the same thing you've said now can mean different things at different times. What is interpreted is the inspiration behind it, not the syllables. All right? Be careful. False prophets will rise. False teachers, false pastors. And you have to prepare yourself. You have to arm yourself. You can't allow yourself room without the word. And that's why you have to take advantage of every opportunity to grow and learn the word. You have to learn it. You have to be interested in those who teach it. You have to. There are books that if you miss in this season, in your foundation, they are no longer there. The building will be faulty. I love the fact that you love to pray, but you must also love to read. One of the very fantastic books to use in building your foundation is the books of Kenneth E. Hagin, the book of E.W. Kenyon. You see, these books will help you lay straight path, help you build formidable foundation. And I always advise, let me say, regardless of the country you reside, Billy Akoni is always a man to go by. So you need it. You need to fortify yourself. You need to fortify yourself. Let me say this to you, and I'm not trying to downgrade the operations of the prophetic. No. As powerful as it is, when it comes to leading a church, I can never let it get ahead. It is not, oh Father, help me. You see, put your right hand on your chest. Say it, I have the Holy Spirit on my inside. Say it again, I have the Holy Spirit on my inside. And God leads me through His Spirit on my inside. God leads me through His Spirit on my inside. Are you following what I'm saying here? It doesn't matter if you can't prophesy, but you can get God's direction. You are better than a prophet who prophesies but have no direction. See, that compass on the inside, it guides you. Ah. Guides you. Keeps you. It helps you to identify and know devourers. To identify them. You know what to avoid. You see, yes, I know you love Jesus, but you can't be a part of every part of the body of Christ. You can't. You can't. All right? I have a very serious consciousness. It matters what I believe. It matters what I believe. So, it doesn't matter how seemingly sound anybody is. If you don't have the word in a very strong way, you are not, you don't have capacity with the word. There are people who can preach, but when it comes around the issue of scriptures, they just dribble and dribble and say many things that are not doctrinally sound, that can't stand the test of time. If I see that you are a joker around the world, it doesn't matter what you have, I avoid you. Alright? Because if there's no word for the dimensions you have, you will not even know when it becomes adulterated. You will know. Don't let anybody manipulate your life. Don't let anybody. Do you get what I'm saying? Nobody can. Nobody should. Nobody should manipulate your life. You can hear God. Can you hear God? Talk to me now. Can you hear God? Yes. So spend the time in prayer. I told you of an event that happened in the year 2010. Some ladies came. And they just kind of heard that they can come to me for prayers. Let me say this. The fact that somebody is anointed doesn't mean you should bow your head under their hands. There are hands that must never come on your head. I went for a meeting somewhere. I was invited by the host as a friend. I didn't go there for impartation. I was invited by the host as a friend. Somebody else was also invited to minister. So at some point, they began to minister, started laying hands. And I came to where the ministers were and lay hands. My eyes were shut. And I saw his hand come on my head. I looked at him. If you try it again. Not all anointed hands are for your anointed head. So quit this attitude of, he's a man of God, he's a man of God. You'll just be victim of manipulations. They carry you away. And you learn this. You are a minister of God. You went somewhere. Don't say the Holy Ghost is leading you. You went to lay hands on those that are not your sons. That doesn't make sense. Makes no sense. So these girls came, and while I'm talking about their story, I'm going to tell you. You see, when I'm holding a meeting, I don't wait for prophecies. If it pleases God to bring words about people, good. If it doesn't, good. The meeting can be very anointed. Are you following me now? So the girls came. I say, Pastor, I want you to please pray for us. Who is our husband? This. They have list on their hands. If you can't hear God about the normal things of your life, you can't hear him about marriage. Marriage is not the platform where you start hearing God. So you need to have a track record of knowing what he sounds like. So by the time you are coming there, you know that this, our Heavenly Father, does not always speak. Sometimes emotions. And when emotions for you to go in a direction, understand that that is not a green light until the word comes. All right. So, I told them, you believe God speaks to me? Say yes. All right. Can you squeeze those papers in your hand? All right. Squeeze it again. The third time, squeezed. turn around. They did. And then, let me drop it in the dustbin and leave. And they did. You see, those of you who have some measures of the prophetic rise, you have a measure or a calling. Suddenly there's nobody. Rise. Do not let anyone put you under the pressure of prophesying. Is that okay now? Let nobody put you under the pressure of what? Prophesying. If God is not speaking, keep quiet. Bless them and tell them to leave. Is that okay now? Words don't always come. I don't always see visions. In fact, I don't always see things. I don't always. Alright? Nobody can put you under the pressure and say, today I want you to speak a word over my life. You now close your eyes. You are searching. You will pick from the mind realm. And somebody's life is going to be manipulated and wrong with that word. Please sit down. And that's why, to the people, the moment you don't have an established confirmation in your spirit, discard it. Is that okay now? There's no confirmation, discard it. So I later went to pray for the ladies. I told them to go. I was not even interested, but God said I should go and pray for them. When I got there, I led all of them to Christ. And I told them, for you to have 5-6 brothers that you want to know which one, you are not born again. If you are, you can't lead. It takes a lot of capacity to lead 5 FT men on. And none of them knows that they are being combined. None. Capacity. Some Christians have capacity. So I said to them, I was just going to pray for them that God will direct them. As I was praying, I heard the name Tunde. So I said, hold on. This thing you see me do didn't start today. This is 11 years ago. So there's been a process of mastery. Alright? Who amongst you was given the name Tunde? Say, Emini. Guess what? We kept praying. One by one, God gave the names that they've gone to other prophets that gave them in their... I didn't even check their list. One by one, God gave me all the names those prophets gave them. And God spoke to me expressly. They are not your husband. One of them, the guy they gave him, till now, is still mad. That doesn't mean they will be single. You just be the wife of a madman. The other guy, that was the one that they found that he buried somebody in his church. There are prophets of doom. And the amazing thing is that some are not even false. If you were deceived by a false prophet, at least there will be manifestation. We'll say that maybe you were confused by the manifestation. But you see, if you are deceived by a fake prophet, we should doubt your salvation. Because you don't even know that all that is at work is gimmicks. It's so serious now that in places, they go to check people's profile on Facebook. One of my boys was deceived like that. And the man said, No, no. You don't have to go to bring a word from God. You see? God is not a Miller. You know what that means? You just receive it. Ha ha ha. I see you in a room fading color blue. I see you with some friends. How many can I count? 1, 2, 3. Oh, I see you guys chanting and praising. Oh, this. What? Long story cut short, later I found out that the man saw their Facebook video that weekend before the service. You know, I laugh many times in the body of Christ. Somebody's case will cast. You know what it means for somebody to cast? Then you now see people who are born again, spirit-filled. Now see,
Ah, so that's what that guy has been doing. How come he didn't know? You see, and you don't even have to know per se that that is happening. But there should have been a disconnect in your spirit. Don't lead yourself to the point where you violate that. You see, you need to believe in yourself. You need to believe in the grace of God in your life. You need to believe. You are not dumb. There's a reason why the operation is there. You are not dumb. So if someone comes around and for reasons best known to God, I see that, though this fellow is trying to be sincere, but there's a disconnect. Somebody called me on phone. And as he called me, I wanted to pick the call. Suddenly, I became afraid. My own phone. So I picked the call. And he was asking me questions. As he was asking me questions, and this is the way the prophetic works. It's not like... It's not like... Sometimes, many of these things you hear, I see these, they are like in a flash. But you see, you've been schooled in the system that knows how to trap them. And I saw like a flash, people listening to what I was saying. See how many of you are there? Saying, actually, I ended the call and blocked the number. So you call me, call people, sat down, put the phone on speaker. You see, but many of you don't have anything in your spirit. If you are not doing it by the Holy Ghost, the best you can do is to suspect. And you suspect the wrong people. Because of the way they are looking, the way they dress, the way they look at you. When you are working with suspicion, it's your inferiority complex that comes to action, to work. All right, and I saw that. One of the things the Holy Ghost does is that it will help us navigate and journey far from dangerous people. We're in a very dangerous world now. You can't afford to just be loose anyhow. I'm telling you what is happening. You can't just do things anyhow. There are terrible things happening. So you have the Holy Ghost on your inside to guide you and direct you against deception. Deception from the pulpit, deception from the things you see, from friends, from families. You are married, somebody is trying to convince you that there's one black soap somewhere that makes it easy for you to have children. And you are saying, well, I didn't go to anybody to do it. They got it from a church and somebody should knock sense out of your head. If at this level. See, the girls told me that they are calling you that there's one app and Panaipu, they've done something on it. If you take it, your business will boom. You have to eat apple for the blessing that is already on your life to now work. It is now in an apple, no longer on your life. The apple is more blessed than you, right? Apple man. You see, while I bless God for advancement and increase in churches, but I must tell you that the prophetic does not bring disciples. It is the word that brings disciples. The prophetic is powerful. Can help people understand the mind of God concerning cases. Help direct people in life and all those things. Help guide. Help solidify the inward witness of the Spirit. But it doesn't make disciples. That's the truth. You know, I've received allegations several times. People come around me and then we talk. And they have some deep, deep, mysterious things or deep things about this. You know, the earth itself is full of mysteries. Just leave that. They have some deep, deep things. And they hear me sometimes talk in that direction and say, so you know this? How come you don't teach me like you should be teaching this? No, keep quiet. There is a generation that is not ready for it. And listen, our duty is to demystify mysteries. If after teaching it is still a mystery, then something is wrong. And there's no mystery anywhere that the scripture does not reveal. If it is outside the boundary of the scripture, may I not have that depth? No. Please be careful. This issue you have of trying to feel among all the time, you join the wrong companies. I'm telling you, you join the wrong bad gang. You want to feel among, you want to, doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. There are conversations you must not contribute to. Let me ask you a question. Are you the kind of person that can sacrifice the truth just to be accepted? To be accepted by some set of people that you believe coming to that circle is what shows you are important. It is good to have association, but you see, you must have capacity to be a lone ranger if need be. If need be. With your senses intact, with your esteem full, everything fine. You must have the capacity if need be. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. All right? Take heed. Say it again, I have the Holy Spirit on my inside. Say it again, I have the Holy Spirit on my inside. I am led by the Spirit of God. I have the Holy Spirit on my inside. I am led by the Holy Spirit on my inside. I know what to do. I am not confused in the name of Jesus. Let me say this to you. As touching doctrines, it is better to be the last to know and accept it, and yet it is true, than to be the first to know and accept it when it is error. So with God, getting to understand something late is far better than hasting to error. They say this is the new doctrine in time. If it is true, there's still time. All right? We'll study and journey into it. And are you following what I'm saying here? And let me say this to you. One of the reasons why God has blessed you with spiritual leadership is so you can be guided. Not so you can be controlled, but you can be guided. That's why I don't like to receive every details. I don't like it. Are there things you need guidance about? All right, let's go about that. All right, it's so you can be guided. But you see, the moment that relationship is void of trust, you will have things inside that it is the devil mixing that cause that for you and about to serve you hot. But you will not be able to tell. There was a time, a boy, Pastor Misha is not here, he's online. A boy who was the one helping my spiritual father to carry his Bible when he wants to go and minister. We have known for months that this boy is no longer here. This boy needs to be sent away from this church. He has gone to join some bad gangs. They now add some dangerous beliefs. They even speak against him behind him. Some of us will come there and say, I wish Papa needs to know who this guy is. But you see, all those kind of things can't be covered for long. One day soon, he manifested the whole thing. Go. That's how people get lost. All these things you are hearing now, you now receive one new rhema and say, don't mind them. They don't know up to this level. We are the ones that found this truth. If you don't have any aspect of your life that is working, the day you seem to know something above, you push it in and say, I will stay here. Why? You have been a failure for long. That's the way it works. Check those who push false doctrines. They have failures in their life. Once they say, this is not Lexi, I stayed there. I have one of my boys that is my number one critic on social media. Let Church G's post anything. If you see argument there, it's my boy. If you try to support what they said, I say, it will fight you with scriptures. You see that? And you have to look and say, oh God, what is it? You still have to pray for him. Why are they pushing it that like, okay. Nothing else is working. If I should take you into the anatomy of false doctrines, you discover that it is more about the men, not the scripture. Do you know what it means for a child in class to be failing at every subject, but that child now knows Yoruba? I didn't have the opportunity, I think maybe just when I came to the West, of doing Yoruba, the subject we did Hausa. Alright? Now that child now knows Yoruba. By the time the teacher is teaching and they are saying consonant T, that one he knows. He will flaunt it at your face because that it will be bold and all those. But you see, even God, listen to me, knows that you will soon be swept away if nothing else is working in your life apart from ministry. Other things must work. Are you following me? Other things must work. And that's why you must learn to give yourself to the culture of making things work. Take culture. You become toxic to yourself if the only thing you know is ministry. I'm not rubbishing that knowledge. But I'm saying that please make sure your life has a track record of accuracy. In other aspect too, get it right. Don't feel marginalized. Don't feel suppressed. You see, you must rise above all those things in your mind by the help of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. Because the moment you have the custom of feeling underrated, marginalized by people, the moment you seem to have an edge, that's how pride sets in. You see, pride in itself is not a product of good self-esteem. It's a product of low self-esteem. This fellow has felt really low, really bad, but now there's an edge. He's going to rise and wash it on their faces. Okay, now you have a car. Others didn't have a car. Because of the days this fellow also didn't have a car, that they didn't give this fellow a ride. That car. But you see, that's not the end of the world. In fact, that's just the beginning of God's lifting with you. So these things can make you very vulnerable. Are you following what I'm saying here? We're in a spiritual family. Feel important. You have to feel among. Because the moment you don't, you become vulnerable to many things. Maybe one of these days I'm going to show you what I mean by that. Hallelujah. But what was the sum total? Study for yourself to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needs not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Believe in yourself. Believe in God in your life. That you have the Holy Ghost also. Are you following me now? You have the Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit I have, you have him. So even in the place of submission as a mentee, as a daughter, you are not submitted as one who is just empty. You are not empty. You have a leverage. I'm not teaching you rebellion. I'm just showing you the way it is. Because you can't afford to give anybody total control of your life. Not even me. You can't. You become vulnerable, they will use you, they will siphon you, manipulate you and all that. Are you following? Say it, I have the Holy Spirit on my inside. Hallelujah. Alright, so this is the burden for the heart. And I'd like you to pay keen attention to it. Amen. Let's rise to our feet, please. Father, I pray for all your children. If there's any one of them who is already gradually becoming a victim of false doctrines, false prophecies, fake doctrines and fake prophecies, fake leaders who are already becoming victim of these evil people, I ask that you rescue them in the name of Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that you help them to become strong in following you in the name of Jesus. Father, every load of sin that is making it difficult for them to see your glory, please help them to rise above it. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.